And welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host Lakhit Piris, as we present sports on show on our podcast. Now, let me start off, of course, with the good news. Right, tomorrow it's going to be a big day for England and South Africa as they play the first semi-final in the women's 2025 competition. Of course, England will go out as favourites, taking into account that they simply thumped the South Africans in the lung opener, and that too by 10 wickets. But when it comes to a semi-final, we all know things can turn differently. I'm sure South Africa will address some of their batting woes, which they have experienced in recent times. Keep our fingers crossed. But Thursday is going to be a big day, isn't it? Because India play against Australia in the second semi-final. Like to wish all these teams all the very best. Now then, having given that good news, here is something that has really spoiled the name of India cricket, because we have all read about the two Australian cricketers who are unfortunately molested by an Indian motorcycle rider. They have identified the man as Akhil Khan, and they say that he has been arrested. But Cricket Australia obviously is very perturbed about what happened, because it happened in Indo, close to apparently the team hotel. That's the news we have. But then here on www.goforgold, we'll keep our eyes focused on this story, because, I mean, look, there's no doubt that cricket is very important, but it is the duty for those concerned to make 100% sure that the cricketers, be it men or women, are in safe hands. But all credit must go to the Indo police, who quickly arrested the accused. And the information I have is that the law will take its own course. But India is very disturbed. BCCI has put in a statement and said that they are serious about this accusation, and they'll make 100% sure that justice is meted out. Right. Now then, let's go into athletics. We all know who Safia Yamik is. Now, she is the latest sprint queen of Sri Lanka, because she won 3 gold medals in the recently concluded Asian Games at Ranchi. She won the 100 meters record time of 11.53. She won the 200 meters record time of 23.58. And she was a member of the 4x200 meters women's relay team that recorded a 44.70, and they won that particular relay record time. Now then, she is a triple gold medalist. Fantastic. I did have a question. How do you compare her performance to that of Susantika Jayasinghe? All I'm trying to say is I'm only giving you the timings, right? 100 meters, Safia Yamik recorded 11.53, while Susantika Jayasinghe recorded 11.04 in her heydays. And in the 200 meters, Yamik recorded 23.58, and Susantika Jayasinghe recorded 22.28. So Yamik has made a statement saying that she would like to follow the elder sister of Sri Lanka's athletics sprint queen in Susantika Jayasinghe. She will go to her for advice, and, you know, doesn't mind being under a guideline for future training. Well, that's it from me and Lakhit Piris. I hope you did enjoy what we had for you in store for today. Have a blessed day. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time.